It was coming up to about 7 o'clock in the evening. I had parked my car down at the car park beside Castle Court. It's in Francis Street. It's City Car Parks. It's the one that has Iceland at the bottom of it, and the black taxis sort of queue up outside it. So I put my card into the card reader, and it said £18. Now, I've been parking there for a while, on and off, and it's £4.50 per day. And I thought, well, look, there's a mistake. So I took the card, drove down, I went to the attendant, but there was already a queue of people waiting with exactly the same problem, £18 they were faced with. And it turned out that the attendant told me that the prices went up from £4.50 a day on the 30th of November to £2 per hour on the 1st of December. A lovely Christmas gift for their customers. So I was there for 8 hours, 47 minutes, and was presented with a bill for £18.
So you were incensed. The people in the queue in front of you, I'm guessing, were fairly incensed as well. And this poor woman behind the counter was having to bear the brunt of all that.
Yeah, well, customer relations was not at the forefront of the people's minds. He actually put the price up and didn't tell anybody. There is a sign, I will say this, there is a sign on the way in, but it's on the left-hand side. You put your money, you know, you take your ticket out on the right, and there's a narrow entrance to drive through. It's very, very easy to miss. But I just don't understand why, if you'd put such a big hike on the charge, why wouldn't you put up a sign on the stairwells, you know, to say, look, it's no longer £4.50 a day, it's £2 an hour, you need to consider that, or even in the lifts. I saw none of that. And there were people there, there was one guy who had arrived with a fiver to pay his bill, as he expected to pay £4.50. He didn't have any extra money. He had to produce a credit card or a plastic in order to pay his bill. Now, I take the train regularly into work. Sometimes it doesn't work for you. But I think that that's possibly the most expensive car park for a day in Belfast. At the mouth of Christmas, we hear all of this stuff on the news every single day about how traders are struggling for trade, how people are being invited into Belfast. They're kind of trying to create this whole feel-good factor. That city car parks at Francis Street are not back in Belfast.
You be back?
I will never darken their door again, and nor would any of the people who were in that queue last night. I just think it strikes me, I felt like I had been fleeced, and that's the worst possible way to feel whenever you leave a place having given them your money and given them your custom.